The Upstate New York Poison Control Center reported more than 12,800 cases of prescription drug abuse in 2011, and the number is only increasing. Out of the 1 million residents living in central New York, 270,000 have prescriptions for highly addictive hydrocodone-based drugs. And as District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick says, prescription drugs are only the beginning.
Once you become addicted to the painkiller, you don't lose your addiction unless you get yourself into treatment. And then you begin the underground connection and you go from painkillers to heroin.
Schumer hopes to put a halt to this gateway of addiction by stopping it at the source. He wants to make hydrocodone a Schedule II drug, which is defined by its high potential for abuse. By rescheduling it, the drug would require a written prescription every time the patient needs a refill. He hopes by limiting this abuse, it will in turn decrease the abuse of dangerous illegal drugs like heroin.
Prescription drug abuse is particularly troubling and difficult because, as the name describes, the drugs are legal when used under a doctor's supervision. Unfortunately, because they are overprescribed and because the same drug dealers, after we came down hard on crack and even heroin, started moving to prescription drug abuse.
Senator Schumer says the Safe Prescribing Act of 2013 has both Democratic and Republican sponsors. Allison Nachman, WAER News.